You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice
of Brevard.
We want to welcome
you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. Merritt Assembly of God is two blocks north of 520. We are two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. We are two blocks south of Merritt Avenue. We are two blocks to the east of Tropical Trail. You can see Home Depot from the stop sign out in front of our church. We're at the corner of Grove and Tangerine. Ola Cuban Kitchen is right there. A lot of their customers park right in front of the church. So you may have parked in front of Merritt Assembly of God and not even known it. But we would like to invite you out to be a part of some of our services. We meet Wednesday night at 7, Sunday morning is 9:30, Sunday morning worship at 10:30, and we'd love to have you come and be a part of that. You're listening to the Refresh radio program. It's brought to you because we have friends who believe in this program, and some of those friends are the folks at Jets Concrete, 321-536-5804. I can tell you this, not everybody knows what they're doing with concrete. I watched a documentary, this mega project was being done and someone used the wrong strength of concrete. So even though they poured it, they ended up having to go in there and jackhammer all of that stuff out. And the one thing you don't ever want to have to do is redo a concrete job. The folks are just concrete. They do the job right. They do it right the first time. They do it right in a timely manner, a professional manner. They prep it, they pour it, they finish it, they clean up after it, and they're not afraid of work at any in any season. They do concrete work all year round, even in the summertime. If you've got a project coming up, they may be a great resource for you to call, 321-536-5804. Where you can have them come out, see if you can analyze the scope of the project, come up with a timeline and a price for the project, and move forward. You got to have a solid foundation for whatever you're going to do. Jets Concrete, we thank them for being friends of the Refresh radio program, 321-536-5804. We've spent, I think, about seven programs, I think, six or seven, on the first 17 verses of Second Chronicles chapter 20, with three armies gathering against Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah. And we've talked about them seeking the Lord, the prayers that they prayed, and the instructions that they've heard from God. That's where we ended yesterday, that they were told they wouldn't have to fight. They would have to go position themselves, stand still and watch, and to remember that God is with them. I will say this before we move forward into today's program. If you remember that God is with you, it may very well be a great reminder that manifests itself in godly behavior. A lot of times people do things in secret that they think they're not going to get caught with. But if you remember that God is with you, not just to fight your battles, but God is with you to lead you in a holy and righteous life. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. The fact that God is with you may keep you from saying something you shouldn't say, doing something you wouldn't do or making a choice you wouldn't make if Jesus was right there standing with you. This awareness of God's omnipresence is not just something for our belief system. It is a truth that should impact our behavior. And it also emboldens us, because when he says, "I am with you always, even to the ends of the age," that emboldens us, because people are willing to do a few things if they know someone else is going with them, more than if they just go by themselves. So what do we do now? What does Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah do when they have heard the Spirit of the Lord speak through the prophet and tell them what they're not supposed to do, what they are supposed to do? Deal with their fear. Don't let the fear rule over them. Take control over that. And that brings us to verse number 18. So I'm going to read verses 18 through 21 here. It says, "And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper.' And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever.'" The first thing that I want to share with you is that verses 18 and 19 have to do with their behavior immediately upon hearing the prophetic word of the Lord. God has spoken, and Jehoshaphat and the people who have received the message respond in humility and worship. The word worship describes the not only the act but the position of placing themselves face down on the ground and acknowledging the presence of someone greater than they are. Worship is actually a shortened version of the word worth-ship. Many people think of themselves, of their agenda, of their priorities, of what they want to do, how they want to spend their resources, and they value themselves more than they value God. A lot of people live their life and they are very quick with the tongue. They say what's on their mind and they just let it fly, and you're just supposed to be left to deal with it. And a lot of times there can be a lot of damage whenever we govern ourselves by, "That's what I want to say, that's what I'm going to say, and you can just deal with it." Can be a lot of damage that way. When God speaks, it should be very humbling to us. And we should worship him for the reality that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the creator of all that is seen and the one who knows and is an expert in everything has chosen to speak to us. And so they position themselves on the ground and they begin to worship the Lord. They were told, tomorrow you're going to go out. And I want you to remember, they're going out. There are three armies gathered against one nation. And that nation wasn't real large. And there were a lot of battlefield casualties throughout this period of history across the nation. John Wesley, when he was, after he had his conversion experience at Aldersgate, he had not had a successful ministry as a missionary to Georgia. He had gone back. He encountered on his ship, on his journey back to Europe, they had encountered a storm, and everybody was gripped with fear except for these Moravians. And he saw the way that they reacted versus how everybody else reacted. And he said, I got to know more about why they are at such peace and not responding with such fear. He went back, and according to him, that's when he had his conversion experience, even though he had grown up in a minister's family, even though he had gone to Bible college and seminary, even though he had been in the ministry, he viewed his conversion as coming after that storm. He went to preach in some of the most respected churches in England, and they kicked him out and said, don't come back again. And he said, well, I tell you what I'm going to do. The coal mining was very, very popular, and coal mining was a very dangerous job. They did not have all of the safety measures in place that are in place in modern times. And even now, there are still mining accidents that happen. And he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to these miners who do not know if when they go down into the mine, if they're going to come back out of the mine alive. I saw a video of a person in a third world country who was mining. And I remember the picture said, the next time you think you've got it hard, remember what this guy's life is like. He couldn't even stand up. That he was in those tight of spaces. No breathing apparatus, just one hand tool, and he couldn't even stand up. It was terrible. Well, because John Wesley was preaching to them, and they didn't know whether that was their last, if they were in their last few hours of life, he had a tremendously effective ministry. So when the prophet says, you're going to go out tomorrow, Joshua and the people said, we're going to worship the Lord right now. We're very thankful. Your worth is not determined by what someone else says about you. Your worth is not determined by what your bank account says about you. Your worth is not determined by your positions or your title or anything else. Your worth is determined by what God was willing to pay for you. And that was, he was willing to give his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what God values you at. The devil values you as absolutely worthless. He will not sacrifice anything for you. So don't believe it when the devil tells you you're worthless, that's just his opinion. Believe it when God tells you you're priceless, because that's what he thinks about you. He has literally done all of the hard work, and our response should be, thank you, O God, because you are the one who makes us worthy. You are the one who's established our worth, and we are going to praise you. You are worthy to receive glory and honor and power and blessing. And so they said, you're going to go out. And the people started worshiping, and they not only started worshiping, but they also stood up and began to praise the Lord God of Israel. And it says here, with voices loud and high. This is what brought us to this passage. The people of God should be people who know how to praise God. We don't praise God to draw attention to ourselves. We praise God because of what he's worth. You have to remember that at the beginning of this day, the people faced three enemies that were more numerous than they were. The people had no power to withstand the enemy. They had no intellectual capacity to figure out a strategy of how to defeat the enemy. And the only thing they had was the ability to focus on their relationship with God. Now, because they focused on God, God said, I have the enemy. I know their scheme. I know their plan. I know their strategy. I know their timing. And I have resources that you don't have. And I'm going to take care of this. You've just got to go grab a seat, grab your popcorn, and watch and see what I do. And they start praising God, because God knew what they were going through and had a way to get them successfully through the trial. My wife and I faced a financial dilemma at one point in our life. I think our total monthly budget was like $1,000. It might have been a little bit more than that. Our rent was very cheap. We lived out in the country, but what we made up for in cheap rent, we made up for by spending it in gas and car repair, because I had to drive a long way to work every day, 81 miles. And at one point in time, I said, honey, I don't know how we're going to get through this financial situation. And a few months later, I said, I have no idea how God got us through that situation, but he did. Have you learned the secret? Have I learned the secret to praise God when we have a word before the word has ever had an opportunity to be fulfilled? A lot of times we want to wait until it happens, but really, we should develop the ability to praise God in good times and bad times, when good things are happening. Praise him for bad things, when bad things could happen. Jesus said, don't be afraid, you know, of those that can damage the body. Be more concerned about the one who has control over your soul. So when God speaks favorably to us in the face of the adversary, I hope you can praise God. When was the last time you praised God for a word? Not a miracle, just a word. When you needed to know what to do, and God said, I know what to do. This is what I want you to do. When was the last time you said, Oh, thank you. Thank you for that insight. One of the men in church, he knows a lot. I'm telling you, I don't know if I've ever met a person who has so much knowledge in so many different fields. He doesn't have a college degree, but he's got a lot of knowledge, and he's worked with his hands his whole life, but man, he loves Jesus, and he's used his skill set to lead a lot of people to Jesus. And he told me that he was working on a vehicle at one point in time, and this was not one of his first jobs. He had done this for a lot of years, and everything he was trying wasn't working. And he's after attempting for a while, he set his tools down, and he went away, and he prayed, and he didn't come back until God had given him insight. And when God gave him the insight, it didn't take him any length of time at all to do that. And you might say, well, he knew what to do all along, it just hadn't come to him yet. Well, you'd have to argue with him about that, because he said, I went and I prayed and God told me what to do, and I came back and I did it. And I think if you're going to go to church on Sunday, maybe before you get there, instead of having to drag yourself to church, maybe you could, and we could say this: God, thank you for the word. By the way, I want to let you know there's going to be a guest speaker at Merit Assembly of God Sunday morning. His name is George Cope. George Cope has been a friend of mine for probably close to 40 years. He pastored the church that my wife and I got married in. His associate pastor was the one who opened the church the day that we got married. And he's been a friend of mine for years, that associate, ever since that day. We had him preach a few years ago. George has preached, him and his wife Cheryl, they were at our church several years ago, but they're going to be there preaching this Sunday morning at 10:30. He's been very instrumental in ministering over in the Orlando area. He used to pastor Calvary, Winter Park Calvary. He pastored for 5 years or so. He's been the president of a Bible college. He travels internationally and does some missionary type work. Sunday morning at 10:30, you will be blessed if you come to Merit Assembly of God. You're going to hear a great word from a great man of God. What I would tell you is this: we have the written word. We have the word being taught on the radio. We have the word being sung in Christian songs many times. We have the word on social media. We have the word in YouTube. We've got a lot of availability of the word. We've got the living word of God living in our heart. We have the word of God that is quick and powerful and able to penetrate joints and marrow and divide asunder between soul and spirit. Could you, by faith, praise God for the word that you've received already? Maybe you could praise him because you were like the people of Judah and the people and Jehoshaphat, and you prayed and God heard and he answered. And you can say, praise God, we have a word. When you come to praise and worship, it sets the stage for our ears to be open to the voice of God to hear even more of what he has to say. So they're standing up and they're praising God, and it's loud and it's high. And they go out, verse number 20, they go out the next morning because that's what God told them to do. Okay? You might go to bed tonight surrounded by an enemy, but when God has spoken to you and says tomorrow is going to be a day where your problem changes and becomes a thing of the past, I don't know about you, I'm probably not sleeping well that night. If I'm going on a trip, if I've got to catch a plane, if I've got an appointment early in the morning, if I'm going to be taking a road trip, whatever it is, a lot of times I'm so excited about what is going to happen that day that I don't really sleep that well that night because I don't want to miss it. I can't wait for it to get there. And so they get up the next morning, and Jehoshaphat is going to have some instructions for them. I'm not going to have time to go into a full, elaboration of what it was, but Jehoshaphat has some last minute instructions. Let me just share with you briefly. We got about a minute and a half here. He says, as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." The number one thing that plagues a lot of believers is doubt. And when we are facing serious adversity, doubt wants to try and influence us more than our faith. And Jehoshaphat the king gives some last minute instructions to the children of Israel before they go out to see what God's going to do that day. He simply says this: believe in the Lord. He's your God. If you believe in the Lord your God, you're going to be established. If you believe his prophets, you're going to prosper. I don't know what you're facing today, but I do know this. God wants you anchored in Christ, and he wants you successful in everything you put your hand to do. Believe in the Lord your God today. Will you have a great day? We will see you next time right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."